We reported last week on Norwich City's 4-0 away win. This week, their performance was almost as good, with a 4-2 away win over Coventry. And their new manager, David Wagner, says their rivals have not seen anything yet. Meanwhile, the Alan Boswell Group has made a large donation to the fund for a proposed Justin Fashanu statue. We are often told that the journalist should never be part of the story, but this was not the case this week. ITV Anglia host Becky Jago was accused of promoting anti-vaxxers, while hopes were kept alive that BBC Radio Norfolk's Treasure Quest show might be saved from the axe. John will start with the reactions from David Wagner to the Norwich City victory.
David Wagner insists championship rivals have not seen anything yet from his resurgent Norwich City. The German has plotted thumping away wins over Preston and Coventry to move back inside the top six in a dream start to his Carrow Road tenure. Wagner knew he was inheriting a top squad at this level, but the manner they have absorbed his strategy has impressed even the new head coach. "This is something special," he said. "I had the feeling before these two games, where we had even less time together, that they'd already shown they at least understood the majority of the idea and that they really liked to make it happen on the grass. This takes time. It will take more than a couple of weeks, even more than a couple of months, but how open-minded they've been is excellent. Do I think we can win the first two games with 8-2 in our favour? No, I didn't think about that. I didn't have that in my head. I thought more about the performances. I hoped with this group we had the chance to show our potential and our quality. They've shown quality in the last three games. This is what excited me. This is why I signed the contract. I knew there was quality in this group."
Plans to build a statue for former Norwich City player Justin Fashanu have taken a step forward after a city firm made a large donation to the campaign. The Alan Boswell Group, based in Ruron Road, has donated £5,000 to the campaign and urged other businesses to do the same. It brings the total amount raised to just under £10,000, as the campaign aims to raise £150,000 to make the statue and accompanying memorial gardens a reality.
A woman whose mum died of COVID has lashed out at ITV Anglia host Becky Jago after the star apparently backed anti-vaxxers online. The 46-year-old news anchor is accused of liking and sharing a batch of tweets pushing dangerous conspiracy theories about COVID vaccinations. Jago deleted her Twitter posts after the Evening News approached her for comment, which she refused to give. Alicia Depledge, who lost her mother, Jenny, to COVID, said, "It's very irresponsible to push this. It's shocking how people dismiss scientists and believe any wackadoodle."
There are experts at cracking clues. Now, fans of Radio Norfolk's Treasure Quest hope they have detected signs of encouragement that their favourite show may yet be saved from the BBC's axe. The show, which celebrates turning 15 this year, has been facing an uncertain future after the corporation announced it was making major cuts to its local radio programmes. But this week, the BBC announced a revision of its proposed plans following feedback from listeners. Sharing the news via the public Facebook group Questers were thrilled with the latest announcements. Fan James Nichols described local radio as a lifeline for many, especially the elderly or people living on their own. "The same old voices talking about local people in local communities have people feel a part of things," he said. Brian Lake asked, "Why change a format that gets all of Norwich involved, or all of Norfolk?" And while there still has been no definite answer as to whether Treasure Quest is safe, it appears to be a positive move.
Our first feature this week takes us out of this world into space. it seems that East Anglia's space and farming industries can support each other. Here is Ian Robertson to tell us how bees can help get rockets into space.